Dear brothers and sisters in UTS family, I have a feeling that I should speak something about China and a future revival of China. I was born and raised in China in the 1970s and I never dreamed to become a Christian. But through a series of life events, I was able to come out of my country in 2001. I went to London to study at the London School of Economics. Then, next year, I went to University of Southern California to finish my second year degree. While I was in London, some people preached gospel to me and I was somewhat convicted. I was a sinner, but I didn't realize how to become a Christian. So at that point of time, my life was full of struggle. I felt I should come to the United States to finish my second year's study at USC. I did not have enough money. In the meantime, I got my visa. I decided to take a chance, but I only had $300 in my pocket of purchasing a one-way ticket. When I arrived here, I had to face reality. I may not be able to survive in the US. So the first day I was struggling again outside of the registering office, I was thinking I could not possibly to survive in the US. I don't have money to pay tuition. I don't have money to pay rent. I don't know what to do. If I register, I have to pay them. If I quit right now, I can just go back to China. At the end of the day, I sat down by a curb and pray a prayer. I pray in my deepest being, God, I'm such a sinner. Do you still remember me? Then after this prayer, I felt peaceful. Then I decided to find a place to buy an air ticket to go back to China. A miracle happened. A Chinese Christian from local church movement associated with Watchman Nee and Witness Lee brought me to them. They have a campus student housing. So they offered me a place to stay and pray with me, brought me into the Lord, and also brought me to school to talk with the school director to work out my issues. I was able to stay and I was able to finish my degree at USC. It was a miraculous story. I spent 13 years in local church movement. In 2004, there was an awakening or a revival among the Chinese speaking ones in the local church movement. In the evening, I knelt down and to pray. God, if you are coming back, for real, I wanted you to reveal yourself to me so I can dedicate myself to you. That night, I had a weird dream. I felt two persons were trying to fight greatly over my heart. A person was stronger and he took my heart. Literally, I even felt the pain of my heart physically. On the next day, during a meeting, when I was listening to the preacher to talk, then suddenly I saw heaven open. Jesus spoke to me. When my body is built up, I will come back. 2015, then we realized we couldn't have baby for almost 10 years. Local church movement stress on holiness and the Bible, but they don't talk about much on divine healing. By 2014 and 2015, I started secretly to listen to some preachers online talking about divine healing and prophecies. One day I was walking on the street of Washington, D.C. Suddenly, I heard the Holy Spirit ask me, "What is a big revival?" I was so surprised, and immediately in my spirit, I replied, "I heard 1 out of 10 Chinese people were already converted to be Christians, or there already a great revival in China." I was saying this because I was saved in overseas. I did not participate much church meeting or service in mainland China. I was a non-believer there. And immediately I heard the Holy Spirit ask back, "How about 2 out of 10? I was shocked again by the clarity speaking of the Holy Spirit. I have ever heard. In a very short time, I had a calculation. There will be another 100 million Chinese people will be saved. And I felt the Holy Spirit was just challenging me to open my perspective. I met a prophet from Korea, and he said specifically, 21st century is a century that God will use to evangelize China. About several months ago, I was taken into another vision. It's the most vivid 3D type vision I was ever shown. Then I saw the great revival bursting out in all over China. People were dancing and celebrating and worshiping God all over the streets of China. Then in the next scene, I was brought into a heavenly meeting where many saints in the glory, including Chinese and Westerners, were meeting there. There was a Chinese lady who gave me a tour of that place. And she specifically mentioned that. She said to me, this revival is something she has never thought when she was on earth. In the end of this prophetic vision, I was shown the political evil spirit was bounded by some angels. And I saw the great political change will come into China of this great revival. China will become a democratic nation that also worship God. Not only I was shown many visions and dreams about future revival of China, I was also shown there's a great revival coming to Japan and Korea as well. In another dream, I was shown a map, Korea connecting to Japan. In the natural, they were not connected, but in the dream, they were connected like they are one. I felt this great revival will come not only China, but Korea, Japan as well. Political change will come to Korea, even North Korea. Another prophetic encounter, I was taken into a future embassy set up by North Korea in Washington, D.C. It's adjacent to the current embassy of South Korea. And I was never there, but just this prophetic dream. And in this dream, I saw many American people coming in and out of this embassy. The Lord is doing something great in bringing this revival to China, Japan, Korea, even Middle East. And also there is going to have a great revival coming to the United States, America as well. Later, another prophetic encounter I had with the Lord. The Lord appeared to me, behind him was two rivers. The Lord said, these two rivers will be converged. Just in a dream, I'm being silly. I just told the Lord that, wow, probably we can build a tunnel in the upper stream of this two river, and you know, probably it'll take a shortcut to bring this stream together. But the Lord replied back, no, this two river will converge in the lower stream. And he showed me these two rivers will converge in the place where I live in Maryland. I was quite shocked. The Lord did not tell me what these two rivers are. Since then, I have been pondering this before the Lord. What I can think of is a convergence of holiness and power. So my project in the UTS is also about this convergence. My topic is comparing the prophesying practice in both local church movement and the Pentecostal church movement. I'm trying to, in my own knowledge, to bring the holiness and power together. One day, the church is equipped with both holiness, the character, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, or the power of the Holy Spirit. Because for Paul, for other apostles, they were never separated. The point I try to make is, I never realized I was called to be part of that great. Is coming great revival in China. It's possible for us be in something great, but without realizing. For example, if we are sleeping in a five-speed train, we may not realize we are moving very fast. But once you see another train pass you from another direction, you will suddenly realize, oh, wow, I'm indeed in a fast-speeding train. Likewise, I feel UTS is also in something greater. Maybe some of us have not realized. Last year, I remember when Miss Yun told me that there were some Chinese students want to come to the UTS to participate some auditing of the classes, but they were not able to come to the US because of the COVID thing and visa issues. And that time, I just feel in my spirit, wow, the Lord is going to connect UTS with this coming great China revival in a much greater way. Maybe the Lord will use UTS help to train many Chinese leaders that the Lord is going to use in this coming revival. I think I'm just one of them, and the Lord needs many of them to do this great work. I know a lot of schools out there, they may also participate in this calling, but I feel that UTS may have a very special work God has called them to do. Of course, we're talking about global Christianity, but I feel this is also somewhat related to the dear church believers in Christ in America and other Western countries. I feel personally there is a bottleneck Western Christianity has entered into. The Lord has used the Western Christianity in a great way. There are many great richness and wonderful men and women of God throughout the history of Western Christianity. But I feel we are in a certain dilemma, a certain bottleneck that Western Christianity cannot overcome. I don't know what it is exactly, but I feel the Lord is raising up something, some movement from Asia, specifically China. This great revival is not something just a revival. It's something beyond a revival. Is something that the Lord is going to do a much greater things in China, and this will help to break many people's mindset and perspective or mentality in Western Christianity. There is something that unique is coming from China that will help the Western Christianity break up the current situation. It's all connected. The Lord will bless America and will use America greatly to help to train those who will participate this great revival in China. But on the other hand, the Lord will also use this momentum from China to give a push to Western Christianity to help them to go a much deeper, a much greater level they have never been because of certain limitation they cannot overcome. I'm having a sincere heart trying to prove that this message is from the Lord. At least I believe so. So the revival is coming for sure, and is coming earlier than we will realize, or even is already by our doorsteps. We may not realize it. If we realize this is something from the Lord, we should be encouraged in this difficult situation, COVID, and with all the political things happening in the United States. This all the parts of God's plan. Because in another dream, I was seeing a big angel sticking out a very long stick from heaven and reaching the ocean and earth, and he started to stir, and I saw the wave, great waves of trouble coming in, like the sea waves, and many house people were in the seas and people running for lives. I just feel all the stirring, all the political things happening in this country, even COVID, is not a coincidence. They are all part of God's plan. I know some negative things like COVID is from the enemy to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But God allowed this to happen is to shake all the things can be shaken so that people will be brought into the kingdom that cannot be shaken. And the purpose of the shaking is to wake up the churches and cause them to repent, to bend their knees, and to plead to God, and to ask for his mercy, and be prepared and be ready to receive this massive revival coming to this earth. And that's why the enemy fought so hard to prevent this and to make people feel they are hopeless. They are just the opposite. I had this feeling before I had the final breakthrough, before I received the miracle baby. All the hell was broken loose to me. My wife did not want to talk to me for 2 weeks after I had the dream on May 12, 2016. The Lord told me I would have a child next month. All the hell was against me. I was miserable. I was calling on the name of the Father and Jesus Christ and opened my arm to worship him by singing the song, God, the Father, you are good, good Father. You give great, great gift. I was shedding in tears and singing this song. After 2 weeks, the final breakthrough came in and my wife texted me. She told me, you got a lottery. And she found herself miraculously pregnant. And we were able to reconcile. And this baby brought in much blessing and healing to our lives. I feel the turmoil is going to end soon because the Lord will going to bless us with a baby, a corporate baby. That will be the revival of the church. We often heard that before the dawn, darkness is the greatest. I experienced this in the personal level and I had a breakthrough. Now I have a feeling corporately, this breakthrough is coming soon. And the Lord is going to release a massive deliverance toward the church and toward the many countries, including China. Many will be brought out of Egypt and bring into the kingdom of the light. And people will see miraculous things happening in both America and China and all over the world. Political change will happen not only in China, North Korea, but in United States as well. Many people, even including many believers in the church, they will be shocked. And many people in the world will claim there surely is a God in this universe. And after this thing over, many people will turn their heart to God and the revival will break out. And I hope this word will bless you. And I hope will bless UTS. I'm truly grateful UTS has blessed me, has been helped me a lot to prepare for my future ministry. And I see again, UTS has a specific calling in this next move of God, probably related to this coming revival of China. And everyone in this UTS, you have a much greater calling than you have ever realized. And God bless you, and God bless America, and God bless China, and God bless this coming revival, and God bless every one of us in the UTS.